In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
In the gospel that we just heard, now we heard the story about the Samaritan woman. And as we know about this woman that she was a sinner. But she was not just a regular sinner like many of us. Something was moved in her heart before she comes to the knowledge of the truth, that she felt the burden of the sin on her heart. And that's why she came to the well at the time of the sixth hour in the middle of the day to avoid the people. And this awareness about the sin that we are suffering is the first step for us to move and to come to the knowledge of the truth. To what will awareness of my sins lead me? First of all, when I am aware of my sins, this will lead me to call things by the right names. The Lord, when she was asked about her husband, she said, "I have no husband." So she did not try to answer something that makes her to feel to look better before the Lord. Neither she tried to hide the fact that she was living in immorality. This is the first step. Whenever we are aware of our sins, we start calling things by the right name. So we stop calling lies, and we differentiate them between the white and other and white lies and these things. We also refrain from calling lust, we call it love, and call ungodly exposures as entertainment, and all of these names that lead us astray. When we are aware of our sins, then we start calling them with the right name. Calling sins with the right name was also what hindered Joseph the righteous from committing adultery with his mistress. He called what she asked him to do as great wickedness. Not only this blessed awareness of our sins will lead us to call things with the right name, but also this will lead us to godly sorrow. We hear St. Paul speaks to the Corinthians saying, "For godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation." And again, when we are aware of our sins, we are not here speaking about the intellectual awareness that we are all can come to at a certain moment and say that we are sinners. But here we speak about this feeling of the burden, the heaviness that lays on our hearts because of our sins. This sorrow that made also this woman to feel this kind of guilt that made her to avoid meeting with people. She had in her heart this kind of sorrow, looking at what sin caused her, made her to avoid people. This is something we all need to come at a certain moment, and we will never be able to come to this acknowledgement, to feel the burden and this sorrow, unless we truly are aware of our sins. This blessed awareness of our sins also will lead me to godly fear. And by godly fear here, we mean that we move with some kind of feeling that the judgment of God will not spare anyone, not because we are God's children. This will give us some excuse. And this is what the person who prays in the midnight prayers says in the second part. "When I realize my many wicked deeds and the thought of that awesome judgment comes to my heart, a tremble takes hold of me, and I take refuge in you, O God, the lover of mankind." This godly fear, knowing that how much we transgressed, and also knowing the judgment of God may come at any moment, will make us to move with this tremble, and this fear will lead us to God. Abba Arsenius, he always said that there are three moments since I came to the wilderness, they never depart my mind. The moment that my soul will depart my body, the moment when I am going to stand before God for judgment, and the moment he is going to judge me and pronounce judgment against me. He was aware of his weakness, and that's why he was always minded with this awesome hour when he is going to stand before God. So awareness of my sins will make me to call things by the right name, will lead me to godly sorrow, will lead me to godly fear, also, it will lead me to accepted prayers. When I will pray with a broken heart, knowing how much I transgressed the commandments, how much I made God to his heart to be saddened, then I will pray the prayers that accepted by God. As the psalmist said, a broken and humbled heart God shall not despise. Why it is broken? It's broken under the burden, the heaviness of the sins. It is the prayer of the publican, the tax collector, who came, cannot approach the holies. He stood at the door and asked God to have mercy upon him because he was a sinner. He was not even able to lift up his eyes and look up. His prayers was accepted because it came from a heart that was broken under the sins of the heaviness of the sin. Awareness of my sins also will lead me to rely on God's grace. We will keep on trying over and over and over to depend on our own will, and we trust that we can make it on our own until we realize that there is no way we can make it away from the grace of God. We can resist as much as we can, but meanwhile, there is no way we can overcome the temptation that we truly can please God unless we rely on his grace. When we are going to feel this, we will only feel it when we know how much we are weak, how many passions are moving inside our hearts. That's why St. Peter says, therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is one of the verses that we studied yesterday. When I am aware of my weaknesses, I tried many times, I made many vows before God, and I was never able to keep any of them, by then I will rely on grace, and this will be the beginning of my restoration. This blessed awareness of my sins also will lead me to welcome suffering. In which way? Jeremiah in his Lamentations says, why should a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sins? Knowing that I am a sinner, truly I am, then I deserve whatever suffering I might go through, and I am judged rightly from God. We complain against God simply because we are not aware of our sins, and we think that it's not a big deal after all. We are not worse than others. This is the story when we hear King David accepting the curse from Shimei, the son of Gera, when he was fleeing from his son Absalom. He said, when he heard him cursing, let him curse, because the Lord has said to him, curse David, who then shall say, why have you done so? He felt like he deserved this. His sin with Bathsheba made him always to think, whatever happens to me, I just deserve it. This also what led the right thief to say, we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. Not only that we feel like whatever suffering befall upon us, that we deserve it, but actually we seek after suffering. We fast in order for us to bring this body into some kind of subjection and also some affliction. This body that enjoyed sin for some time has to go now into some kind of punishment. Only we do this, only we accept this when we are fully aware of our sins. When we are aware of our sins, we also will refrain from judging others. Why we fall easily into judgment and we pass judgment on whoever around us? Simply because we are not minded of our sins. There is a story that we are all aware of Saint Moses, the black, when he was asked to come and judge one of his brethren. He carried this bag that has a hole in it, and in it was sand. When they asked him why he's doing this, he says that I'm asked to come today and judge my brother while my sins are behind me and I'm not aware of them. When I am aware of my sins, I will have my mind focused on my affliction, my problems, not the problem of others. Also, we hear this, a brother who had sinned was turned out of the church by a priest of a Bessarion, got up and went out with him saying, I am too a sinner. When we are aware of our sins also, we will have compassion towards those who are struggling. Not only are we not going to judge them, but actually will feel for their pains and their suffering. We hear about Ava Macarius that like a god upon this earth, Ava Macarius would cover the faults of others, which he saw, as though he did not see them, and those which he heard, as though he did not hear them. A story also said about Ava Beeman. They went asked him, what would you do if you see somebody sleeping at the church? He said, for my part, when I see a brother falling asleep, I place his head on my knees and let him rest. Why he feels this way? He is minded of his weakness, his passions, and that's why he is not thinking of what others are doing around him. Look here how this blessed awareness can lead us to true repentance. When we are aware, this is what will happen. We will call things by their names. We'll have godly sorrow. We will move with godly fear to return to God. We will have the accepted prayer that coming from a broken heart. We will rely on God's grace. We will welcome suffering, and we feel we deserve it. We refrain from judging others, and also have compassion towards those who are struggling. Then, how we are prevented from this godly awareness? How, unfortunately, we miss this? Three reasons we are going to mention quickly. The first reason is because of the distraction. We are overwhelmed with distraction. And the distraction comes from examining others. My eyes are open towards the faults of others. I'm always thinking and minded of what they are doing to me, not what I am doing to them or what I'm doing in before God's eyes. It's like King David when he was asked by Nathan, when he gave him the parable about the man who had a guest. Instead of slaying from whatever cattle he had, then he went and took the only goat that his servant has and offer to him. David moves with indignation and said this man should be killed. He did not think of himself that he did the same with Uriah and took his wife. He was distracted by judging others, by thinking that I should make sure that others are doing the right thing, not what am I doing. We are distracted also by indulgence in sinful life with a growing numbness towards the word of God. When we are fully immersed in this sinful kind of life, then actually it is very hard for us that we see it. Even the word of God does not move our hearts anymore. We are distracted by being so busy to look inside and try to see the desolation that was caused by sin. We are so busy, and we keep on getting ourselves more and more and more and more busy without getting to have the time to think and examine ourselves. King David prays this prayer in Psalm 139 and says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. He was so keen to look and ask God, please examine my heart. If you see something I need to correct, please get me to know it. We are also prevented from this godly awareness when we have inaccurate scale when measuring ourselves. St. Paul speaks about certain kind of people who are measuring themselves against themselves. They only look inside and see that I am better than others. At least I am not as bad as those. He says, we do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise. This scale is a perverted one, inaccurate, will always make me to feel, yes, maybe I'm a sinner, but I am better than others. I'm not doing this and this. After all, when I look around me, I think that maybe I am better. Not being aware of the magnitude of desolation inside my heart, the angel of the church of Laodicea has this problem. He thought of himself that he is okay. And God told him that you are a wretched person, you are poor, you are blind. He has an accurate scale. That's why he was not able to judge himself and come to the godly awareness of his sins. So we are prevented by distraction, by inaccurate scale, and also by avoiding the rebuke. It's very hard that we accept any kind of criticism. This weakness that hinder us from truly knowing whom we are, not accepting correction or any form of criticism. If you criticize me, then you don't like me. It's personal. Why you say this? Why you don't look at the other person? Not thinking of what can I learn from it. Avoiding rebuke also by avoiding confessions and the church altogether. Confession will bring me to some kind of exposure that I want to avoid. If I avoid confession, how then I will be able to know what is inside my heart? We keep on postponing simply because I do not want to know that I am mistaken, I am wrong, and this is the kind of behavior that I need to change. When we surround ourselves with those who approve our deeds, the people who say to me, Amen, that you are okay, by then we will never be able to know and come to this godly awareness. So today, something we learned from the Samaritan woman, that she was aware, and her awareness of her sins and the magnitude of desolation caused by this sin made it easier for her to come to a conversion and to the knowledge of the truth. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.